Well, a very good afternoon from the sports team. South Africa's Peter Kutsa added a silver medal in the 200 metres backstroke at the World Aquatics Championships in Singapore to his gold in the 100 metres. It was a good afternoon for the South Africans, with Kaelin Corbett sharing the bronze medal in the 200 metre breaststroke. Kutsa set another African record in the final, but unfortunately it wasn't good enough to prevent Hungarian Herbert Kos from winning the gold medal in a new European record time. Moving to some rugby news, Australia have suffered another injury blow ahead of tomorrow's final test against the British and Irish Lions in Sydney. Hooker Dave Parecki has been ruled out with a cut heel and has been replaced by Billy Pollard, who will make just his second international start after a narrow loss in the second test in Melbourne last weekend. Captain Harry Wilson hopes that they can salvage some more pride and avoid a 3-0 series whitewash. It will be the first time since 1927 that the Lions have achieved that, should they win the test match tomorrow. That one kicks off at 12 p.m. South African time, and I don't think it's one that you want to miss. And we're going to finish with a bit of cricket from the fifth and final test match between England and India at the Oval in London. India were bowled out a little bit earlier for 224. Karan Nair top scored there with 57 amongst the wickets. 5 for Gus Atkinson on his home ground. He took 5 for 33. Josh Tung ended with 3 for 57, and there was a wicket for Chris Wokes, who unfortunately for England left the field yesterday with an injured shoulder. And in reply, it has been pretty good from England so far. They're currently 147 for 3. They have lost a couple quick wickets, though. They were 129 for 1. They've lost Zach Crawley for 64, Ben Duckett for 43, and the skipper Ollie Pope for 22. So Joe Root is there, 9 not out. And with him is Harry Brook, who is 4 not out. They trail India's first innings by 77 runs. That's all for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.